with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolly Mark.
What's it? I tell you, sometimes I think I am a mach. Anyway,
you're just a macha, not a mach.
I'm just a macha, honey. Let me tell you something. I mean, if I could count the enemies that I have, but you know what they say, Howard. If we're not being criticised, we're not doing something right. Am I right?
Exactly. Did you see, by the way, on Twitter that apparently I'm either Rulo or Stooja? I think you commented on that post.
If you are in such good company, I think you should continue to rock your fabulous self.
All right, thank you.
What are the big stories this week?
Well, I have to tell you, there's one story that kind of broke while I was on air last night, and I'm absolutely bowled over by this. In fact, I'm living for the story. It is a serious story, but I just love the activism around it. And that is that Holocaust survivors in the 80s and 90s literally stormed the Polish embassy in Tel Aviv yesterday because of the legislation in Poland that was signed in on Tuesday by the president of Poland that could see anybody calling the death camps, Polish death camps, sentenced for up to 3 years. And these survivors held a rally. They surrounded the car of a Polish diplomat returning to the embassy, and they literally stormed the embassy with their signs. They're planning on building a protest tent, and I have to tell you, I'm going to go camp out with them because, first of all, I absolutely stand with them and what they are fighting for. And I just think that when you are in your 80s and 90s, it is the time to rock your protest on.
I'll say.
Yeah, I think that's marvelous. What will you be wearing?
Floral.
If you're going to rock your protest on, you have to dress up as if you're at Woodstock.
Well, probably something tie-dyed. Probably something where I could, get away with comfortable shoes, because I think at that age you have to rule your stilettos out. But I tell you, kola kavod to them, kola kavod for them making sure that their voices are heard. You know, in all seriousness, time is running out to hear survivor first account testimony, and I'm so proud of them for being active. They actually came from a old age home for Holocaust survivors in Haifa. They busted down to Tel Aviv and they made sure that their disgust was heard loud and clear. And I'm so proud of them.
Never too old to protest.
Absolutely, Howard.
So tell us.
Don't tell them at Sandringham Gardens.
No. When the food's not good, you should see them at Sandringham Gardens.
See them.
Now tell me, is Vladimir Putin coming to live in Tel Aviv?
Could you imagine not paying your rent, what Vladimir Putin could do to you?
But, is he making Aliyah?
This was the most fascinating story. Vladimir Putin had a high school teacher who taught him German, of all languages. Her name was Mina Yudiskaya. She was Jewish, and he bought her, in 2005, he bought her an apartment in Tel Aviv. And she has subsequently passed away, but she left him this week her apartment in her will. So via the Russian embassy in Tel Aviv, Vladimir Putin has now inherited his late teacher's apartment.
Oh, can you imagine how he'll complain about his neighbors?
Couldn't you imagine what he
will form coalitions?
and tell us.
The body corporate just took on a whole new dimension.
And tell us, Gal Gadot, she's going to be a Simpson.
Well, I don't know if it's Gal Gadot or if it's Gal Gadot, but I'm jealous. I'm really jealous because I've been a Simpsons fan ever since The Simpsons came on TV. But Gal Gadot will now be voicing herself in an episode of The Simpsons. It's very, very exciting. I don't think she'll be having the fabulous huge blue hair because that's all Marge. But she gets to join a list of really, really prestigious celebrities who've also done their cameos, like Tom Hanks, like Oprah, Elizabeth Taylor, Lady Gaga. So I think it's absolutely fabulous that our own Wonder Woman will be in The Simpsons. So from now on, she's Galga. Oh! And, another time.
And Ro, will your prime minister be arrested this weekend?
Listen, there's a high probability. There's a high possibility. I mean, maybe we should put a bet on it. Who's the first to go, or who could be the first to go? Will there be a Zexit, or will it be Bibi and the Chucky? Let's see what's going to happen.
Fascinating weekend ahead, that's for sure.
My phone will be off. I'm just letting you know. Rolene, that's where we leave it. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom and thank you so much. And thank you so much for standing in for Anthony Reich this week. Really appreciate it.
It is always my pleasure. There's no better way to start the day than with the Chai FM. So guys, God bless and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Good God Shabbos. Bless, Rolene. Bye.